First today, it's soccer, and the Czech Football Association on Monday morning refused a request from leader Teplice to postpone their league game against Olomouc over a possible outbreak of swine flu at the club. Teplice's Michal Smejkal was found to have the H1N1 virus on Saturday, while it appears his teammate Vlastimil Vidlička may also have the illness, according to Teplice spokesman Petr Heidenreich.
This morning he went to the hospital accompanied by the club's doctor. He was showing more or less the same symptoms as Michal Smejkal. Whether Vidlička has it or not will be confirmed on Tuesday when we get the results. We have a lot of players who are showing signs of flu and they're falling one after the other.
A spokesperson for the Czech FA said it had followed UEFA guidelines in connection with the matter, namely that games should not be postponed if players at a club are suffering from a viral illness, including swine flu. Teplice were due to take on Olomouc on Monday evening after the recording of our programme. In any case, whatever the result, the North Bohemian club are first in the Czech league at the halfway point in the season. Further afield, young Czech players have been making an impact on other leagues. Tomáš Nedzid scored twice for CSKA in a Moscow derby against Spartak on Saturday, a 3-2 win for CSKA, destroying their rivals' chances of winning the Russian league. And Jan Moravec, who's also 20, scored for Germany's Schalke in their 2-0 victory over Hanover. The midfielder had been on the park for less than a minute in what was only his second Bundesliga appearance. Speed skating and the Czech Republic's Martina Sablíková won the first 5,000 metres race of the season in spectacular style in Norway's Hamar on Saturday, completing the race in 6 minutes 50.07 seconds. That's just 0.5 of a second short of her own world record. The 5,000 metres is Sablíková's preferred distance, but she also did well in the 1,500 metres in Hamar, coming third in an excellent time of 1 minute 56.34 seconds. What's more, the weekend's successes came only a week after the 22-year-old had been struggling with illness. Martina Sablíková is already the greatest Czech speed skater of all time, and her fine current form is extremely encouraging ahead of February's Winter Olympics in Vancouver, where she will likely be the Czechs' leading medal hopeful. That's all the sport for today.